Hey folks, it's Ben Greenfield, and today we're going to talk about protein powder. Now, if you've been a longtime listener of the podcast, you're probably familiar with Joe Stout, who is one of the food scientists at Mount Capra Nutrition. Now, Mount Capra Nutrition is also something that I've talked about before on the show. Joe has been on to talk about the difference between goat milk versus cow's milk. He's been on to talk about pretty much everything you need to know about a supplement called colostrum. He's talked before a little bit about protein powder, but today we're going to talk in detail about a specific type of protein powder that I've personally been using quite a bit that is a lot different than anything I've used before. And so I wanted to ask Joe some questions about it, kind of get him on the phone and pick his brain about this protein powder. So Joe, thanks for coming on the call.
Hey, it's great to be here, Ben. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, no problem. So before we launch into this, kind of quick overview of Mount Capra. You know, what is Mount Capra Whole Food Nutritionals? What do you guys do?
Yeah, thanks for asking. So Mount Capra is a business. It's a whole food supplement manufacturing company, and it was founded kind of initially all the way back in 1928. So we just kind of passed the 80-year mark.
Wow!
And yeah, no kidding. But we've been taking for the past a little over 80 years. We've been taking goat milk and we've been turning it into basically supplements. For a little while there, back in the 80s, we were doing goat cheese. We kind of moved away from that, although it's definitely been something that we still get calls on, people wanting to know where the goat cheese is, and maybe one of these days we'll make up a batch. But Mount Capra really specializes in the holistic, a very low processed goat milk supplements.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. You have a protein powder that I've used quite a bit in the past. It's called Mount Capra Double Bonded Protein. And the reason that I've been using it and kind of suggesting it to people to use is because it's processed in a very friendly way. And I'll let you talk about that in a second. But it's also derived from these goat milk proteins, which, as you've talked about before on the show, are a lot more more friendly to our human systems, and also because it's got kind of minimal ingredients in it. When you guys are putting together protein powder, what are you looking at in terms of the way that you actually formulate your powders? You know, how what goes into kind of starting with the goat standing out there in the field to the actual canister of powder that someone actually gets?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So the design process within these protein supplements, our first protein supplement and our kind of the original was a protein supplement called Caprotein. And we still sell that. And it's different than the double bonded protein. But what we were trying to target with the double bonded protein market was some better taste, some better palatability, and then really focusing more and towards kind of a younger generation of athletes and, you know, triathletes as yourself, as well as, you know, just all around people who are looking to put on lean body mass or muscle without a lot of added fat. And one of the kind of pillars that we've always clung to here, even way back several years ago, has been the whole concept of whole proteins. And in the protein market, a lot of your listeners probably realize this, but there are a variety of different proteins. You can get whey protein isolates, mm-hmm. whey protein concentrates. You can get just plain caseins, and they all kind of have their different strengths and weaknesses. Whey protein, for example, is really good at building muscle, but it doesn't. And so that's a huge component of protein supplement, is the ability to build muscle. But there's also this thing called proteolysis that is breaking down muscle. And whey protein doesn't inhibit proteolysis at all. And if you're not inhibiting that part of the whole metabolic equation, then you're really going to be losing out. You're going to be gaining muscle. It's going to be two steps forward, one step back.
Gotcha.
So we've always gone from a platform of a whole protein because The whey protein stimulates the muscle building at a very rapid rate, but the casein protein, that other part of the milk protein, the casein protein actually inhibits the proteolysis or that muscle breakdown. So you kind of get both the best of both worlds with the whole protein, and that's what we've done with the cap protein. That's what we've done with double bonded protein as well.
Okay, gotcha. Real quick before we go into the ingredients of this double bonded protein and kind of, you know, what people should be looking for on the label of a protein powder. You said the word milk several times in the past few minutes. I'm personally lactose intolerant for the most part. And you know, when you're eating a protein powder that's made from goat's milk, is lactose intolerance something that you need to be careful with? Is it something that is less pronounced when you use a protein powder? Is it something you don't need to worry about at all? What's kind of the deal with protein powder made from goat's milk and something like lactose intolerance or like a dairy sensitivity?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. There's just kind of mounds of research as well as just testimonials and different types of empirical evidence that show that those that are lactose intolerant in terms of the cow milk market or, you know, in terms of cow milk or cow milk proteins, generally don't seem to have a problem with goat milk lactose. Goat milk does contain lactose in it. It has less lactose, but it still's there. I don't actually know the reason for it, or at least it's still unclear to science. But those who can't handle cow milk protein, cow milk milk, can actually handle the goat milk. So the double bonded protein is going to be a fairly low carbohydrate anyways, you know, low lactose anyways. As far as I can tell with the customer reports we've been having, nobody's taking this stuff and experiencing those kind of nasty side effects of a lactose intolerance. So if you are lactose intolerant, I would highly recommend this. At least give it a shot. If it doesn't work, at least you know. But we've had a lot of success with this.
Yeah, and that's something in my case that I've noticed. Especially when I was bodybuilding, I did a lot of proteins, and this one doesn't give me the gas and the bloating that something like a goat's or the something like a cow's milk protein has.
Sure,
given me in the past,
and you know what else? You know what else, Ben, is that even if you're not lactose intolerant, protein powders or a lot of the whey protein isolates, things like that, they cause bloating anyways, even if you're not lactose intolerant. And the reason for that is that they're not. Cow milk protein is not the most digestible protein out there. And so whenever you have bits of protein that aren't digested, your body is going to kind of react in a way, and it's going to produce a gas, which is going to cause the bloating, is going to cause the gas, things like that. And so that actually is another aspect of the goat milk protein, of the double bonded protein, is that it's so well absorbed and so well digested that there really isn't any leftover lactose, leftover proteins to cause any of those side effects.
Okay, gotcha. So I want to get into this protein that I'm using now. First of all, I was using your Mount Kapha double bonded whey protein. You sent me this stuff. I tried it. I liked it, but I'd like you to kind of go into the difference between this and that double bonded protein that I was taking, mm-hmm. that I know a lot of listeners take. And kind of what makes this deep 30 stuff that you sent me, and it's called deep 30. Is it deep squared 30 or just deep 30?
Yeah, we usually refer to it as deep 30 or deep 230, something like that. But deep 30 is fine. And it's actually one of our newest product releases as of late. It came out in 2011, and it happens to be one of the supplements that I'm most excited about. It's actually my favorite Mount Kapha supplement because it incorporates three extremely crucial health aspects or concepts into the supplement. The double bonded protein is an excellent protein supplement. You're going to get a lot of bang for your buck when it comes to supplementing with protein. So I enjoy the double bonded. I take that myself. But the deep Deep 230 has three different modes of action. So the deep actually stands stands for Daily Essential Electrolytes, Protein, and Probiotics. So that's where the gotcha. Two on the end of the P comes. But it actually has electrolytes in it. So it has minerals, it has protein, and it has probiotics. So so you're really getting an even more holistic supplement with this. This is not just for the athlete, although it's a great fit for the athlete. It's also for this could be an easy meal replacement or something that you take along with your meal to help with satiety issues. Mm-hmm. But what it actually has going for it is the three pillars, like I talked about. It's got the essential mineral electrolyte support.
Okay.
And you know, a lot of
when you say essential mineral and electrolyte support, I mean, does that just mean you're adding salt to this, or what do you mean by that?
Yeah, good question. Let me clarify that. Goat milk especially is very high in natural, what we call bioorganic minerals, meaning that they're food-based minerals. In fact, I could supply you or your listeners with a mineral, kind of a mineral assay of all of our the minerals that are found naturally in goat's milk. And so what we've done, what Mount Capra has done, is we've concentrated those minerals into a mineral supplement. And the mineral supplement itself, we actually have put into this product. And so it actually has over 20 different minerals in it, a lot of potassium, a lot of magnesium, phosphorus, those kinds of minerals, and even sodium. And I know sometimes people's ears perk up at sodium because it's kind of a dirty word, but food-based sodium, food-based minerals in general are often just accepted and assimilated by the body far better than the synthetic or synthetic minerals that have been, you know, mined from the earth, that kind of thing.
Okay.
So that's the first part of the Deep 30. It's the daily essential electrolytes. And like I said, I can definitely supply your listeners with an entire list of all of them. That's kind of the first part, and the reason why that is so important is that a lot of Americans lack these minerals and electrolytes in their diet. There's actually a ratio of your potassium to sodium. The ratio should be about 5 to 1, meaning for every 5 milligrams of potassium, you should get 1 milligram of sodium. For a lot of Americans, that's flipped. They get 1 milligram of potassium to 5 milligrams of sodium. And folks, the potassium is where a lot of the health stimulating effects of these minerals are going to be coming from. So this is a great supplement high in potassium. And that's the first concept behind Deep 30. Then the second one is that you actually get this specific amino acid maintenance. And what that is it's more of this whole protein within the supplement. So kind of the whole protein power you're finding in the double bonded, you're going to find that same high quality protein in the Deep 230 as well. And in fact, the protein levels are almost, not quite, because it's got the minerals and the probiotics in, but it's all the protein levels are almost as high in the Deep 230 as they are in the double bonded. So you really get a lot of bang for your buck with this product.
Okay. Okay, cool. And yeah, I've been eating it every day, by the way. I'm kind of addicted to it.
Yeah, and
it tastes really good.
I should mention right now that Mount Capra historically hasn't always produced the most delicious of products. And the reason behind that is because we're really big believers in low processing techniques. And we actually use a kind of a cutting edge technology known as refractance window drying, where the product is actually laid out on a belt, about a 40-foot belt. In the water underneath it is only about 110, 120 degrees. But by the time it gets from the beginning of the belt to the end of the belt, the product is dry. And so we're able to dry the product with using very, very low temperature. And so because of that, we try to keep additives completely out of our products entirely. And so because of that, a lot of our products in the past haven't been, as delicious as maybe the mainstream one you'd find at Walmart. But this Deep 230, and then you can give me your opinion as well, is the best tasting product I've had from Mount Capra, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I mean, I was taking the Mount Capra double bonded protein, the chocolate stuff that you guys had, and usually I'd mix it with stuff, like coconut milk or almond butter or put it in some oatmeal or that type of thing. And I'm not really sure how you guys did this, but this this Deep 30 tastes kind of like a Wendy's Frosty. In a coconut, a banana, or a strawberry flavor, and
right.
Yeah, I mean, it tastes good. That's probably the biggest complaint I heard about the Mount Capra double bonded queue, because I recommend it to a ton of people. And
sure.
They like it. You know, it doesn't cause a lot of the gas and bloating that a lot of protein powders can cause, and this stuff even less, by the way. But it didn't taste all that great to people.
Right, yeah, exactly.
This stuff tastes a lot better. So one of the things that I thought was really interesting when you set this over was it's got an actual probiotic kind of spore in it, a live organism that you've actually got in this protein. I know that sounds kind of scary, but can you go into how you've actually kind of tweaked this protein to help with digestive and immune system performance?
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, the whole spore thing scares your listeners. Wait till I tell them that it's actually bacteria we're putting in the product. But before you guys freak out too much, it's actually healthy bacteria. There are two different kinds of bacteria. There's the ones that, like E. coli and whatnot, that make you sick. But then there's a lot of healthy bacteria out there, probiotics. And we actually market a couple of different probiotic products, just kind of standalone. We have a shelf-stable probiotic and a probiotic that you need to keep in your freezer. But neither of those probiotics were exactly what we wanted in this situation. And Ganeden Labs actually is the producer of this particular probiotic, and it's called BC30. It's called BC30, and the actual scientific name is Bacillus coagulans. And it's one of the most exciting probiotics I've ever come across, because it has all of the effects, all of the great effects of probiotics, but it comes in a spore form. And what a spore form is it's just basically the bacterial cell is in a hardened structure. It's kind of like a seed. Mm-hmm. And that seed or that spore safeguards that cell's genetic material. And it protects the cell's genetic material from when the product's sitting on the shelf and it's hot out. It protects the genetic material when you're actually putting it in your drink and drinking it down, and it's having to go through your digestive system, which is acidic. So it's protecting it all the way through there until it hits the small intestine and small and large intestines, where the probiotic actually kind of like a seed will actually sprout within the gut, and it's at that point that the Ganeden BC30 really shines, because it really has a host of benefits that go along with it, digestive enhancement, immune support, just to name a few. I've actually got an entire. I just for our most latest newsletter and blog post, I wrote an entire article on Ganeden BC30 and what a dynamite probiotic it is. And your listeners might be interested in reading that as well. But it's an exciting probiotic, and the reason, one of the main reasons, is the viability rate. When you buy a probiotic from your local nutrition store, it's going to be 5 billion, 10 billion, 20 billion. I know our branded probiotics are about those numbers. And the reason why they're so high is that the viability rate is anywhere from 5 to 10%, meaning you take 10 billion probiotics, and if the viability rate is 10%, then 10 million are going to get through. The viability rate with BC30, with the Ganeden BC30, is about 98%. And wow. So the actual probiotic levels are fairly low, but they're low because so many survive the whole transit from the glass to your stomach. So it's an exciting product that studies have shown that it delivers about 10 times as many live probiotics to the small intestine than yogurt even. And I love yogurt myself. It's a great food, but this actually can deliver 10 times as many probiotics to the small intestine. So the combination of the minerals, the protein, and the probiotics make this a dynamite supplement. That's for sure.
Yeah. And I mean, that's what I've been doing, is pretty much having it for breakfast. You know, occasionally I'll throw a few nuts in there, a little bit of coconut milk, something like that. But,
sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a full meal deal.
I'm curious, which of the three flavors, the banana smoothie, strawberry splash, or the coconut dream, which one of those is your favorite?
Coconut, for sure.
That's my favorite as well. They really nailed it with that one.
Yeah, yeah. So, folks, the the products that I've used and I've recommend for Mount Capra are really good. This is a small company that's really devoted to high quality ingredients, and it really, really shines through in all their stuff. But as Joe mentioned, this one actually tastes good too, which is fantastic. So I'm going to put a link to this in the show notes. I'm also going to put a link to this specific probiotic strain that Joe was talking about. I'll link over and put his article in there as well. And if you have questions and you're listening into this and you want to know, you know, how to use Deep 30, what you'd mix it with, how much you should take per day, et cetera, just go ahead and leave a comment in the show notes underneath this podcast, and I'll go ahead and answer your questions. But again, I really, really do not like to recommend stuff that I don't personally take and use. Full disclosure, you know, as an athlete, I'm sponsored by Mount Capra, and they're a fantastic sponsor because, you know, their stuff actually works for me, and this is no exception. So I would definitely recommend you head over. It's one of those things that you can take with a clear conscience. No artificial sweeteners, no high amounts of carbohydrates or added sweeteners. You know, you're looking at even down to the food coloring. They use a red beet for the food coloring rather than regular food coloring. The whole meal deal is really, really safe and tastes really good. So, Joe, thank you for coming on the call today and sharing about Deep 30 with us.
Ben, thank you so much for having me, and I look forward to the next time we get to meet.